BBC News with Justine Green. President Trump has again warned that a major conflict could break out with North Korea over its nuclear and missile programs. He said he would prefer a diplomatic outcome to the dispute, but that would be very difficult to achieve. Earlier, the US Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said China, in its toughest threat yet, had warned North Korea to expect sanctions if it carries out another nuclear missile test. North Korea has responded to the mounting pressure with a propaganda video showing a simulated attack on the United States. The video features the White House and an aircraft carrier targeted by crosshairs and ends with the Capitol building exploding in flames. The lower house of parliament in Germany has voted to ban public servants from wearing the full Islamic face veil while on duty. The bill will now go to the upper house for approval. Right-wing parties have been pushing for a total ban in public places, as is the case in France. Macedonian police have used stun grenades inside parliament and chaotic scenes which erupted after a vote to elect an ethnic Albanian as speaker. Protesters storming the chamber fear moves to improve the status of Albanians threaten Macedonian unity. The Venezuelan opposition leader Enrique Capriles says that early general elections are the only way to put an end to the country's political crisis, which has claimed nearly 30 lives in the past month. He accused President Nicolas Maduro of inflicting savage repression and said he wouldn't be able to remain in power for much longer. Facebook says it's stepping up its security to counter efforts by governments and other actors that use the social media network to spread disinformation and manipulate public opinion. During the US presidential election campaign, it said fake Facebook accounts had been used to spread false news and hacked information for political ends. BBC News.